doing our best to keep whatever sense of groundedness we've been able to cultivate from the walking, translating that down into the sitting. So you may find it helpful to very deliberately feel your feet, knowing that this is a safe refuge for most of us. If practice should feel too uncomfortable, we go out of our window of tolerance in any way. Feeling two sensations of body sitting, the bottom at the chair, the floor, the bench. Grounding. The hands two at the lap. Hands, bottom, feet. It's a nice little tripod that can help us to feel very grounded. Taking care of the rest of the posture, that it's upright and dignified. The eyes soften downwards. And can we open to the practice, this felt sense of sitting, with non-ill will, or said positively, with goodwill? Can we too open to ourselves in the practice with non-harm? Or the intention said positively with compassion? Compassion for self, for others. And can we too open in the practice with the wise intention of letting go? And sometimes that's a bit too challenging, so we might phrase it as letting be. Letting things be as they are. Non-ill will, non-harming, letting go or renunciation. These are three components of wise intention that set us on a path to freedom. And you might like to also ask what other intentions, personal intentions, you might be wanting to bring to this practice now. They may be intentions that are very particular to the moment, or they may speak of your deepest, wisest, kindest intentions for living life. For being on the path that you wish to be on. And so letting our wisest intentions guide our practice as we have our felt sense of sitting. You may also find it helpful to add into the posture a little bit of a smile as a way to embody further these wise intentions. Beginning with the eyes, letting the corners of the eyes turn up, crinkle up a little, the far corners. Same to the corners of the mouth, the lips. Possibly a sense of breathing into the smile. Possibly too using the image of a smile, a sweet, benevolent face that's smiling towards you, that may encourage you throughout the practice. You might care to deepen that felt sense of smiling, feeling the smile going into the throat, loosening things up a wee bit perhaps, breathing into it. As it feels helpful for you, deepening the sense of the smile into the chest. And down into the belly and breathing into it. And so anchoring ourselves in the present moment with this sense of body sitting, feeling that nice tripod, feet, bottom, hands, and smiling and breathing into the smile, moment to moment to moment. Feeling sitting, feeling breathing, perhaps in the whole of the body or in one spot that feels easy for you. remembering wise intention of letting go. All the other experiences may show, we can notice them, we can label them, we can feel them through the body, heart, mind. Let them pass, let them be, let them go. And reassert once again a sense of sitting, breathing, smiling into this moment. It's easy to smile into pleasant experiences. And we can certainly do that. And how about the unpleasant feeling tones of body, mind, or heart, these other experiences that show? Can we notice the feeling tone? Can we open to it with interest, with the wisdom of the smile? Ah yes, this too, of course. And watch it move through. Not add extra. Letting go of second arrows. Sometimes experiences are neutral. We may really phase out, get caught in sleepy mind-body. Can we open to that? Open to the neutral. It too has a life. Often the touch points, as I said earlier, they're felt as very neutral. Feet, bottom, hands. Sometimes the breath too. What happens if we deepen into the neutral? Smile into it with interest, wise intention. Wisely smiling into any other hindrances that may show opposite to the sleepy mind body, the restless, worried mind body. or wanting mind, aversive mind, doubt, uncertainty. And the signal for the presence of any hindrance can simply be an unpleasant feeling tone, although wanting initially can feel pleasant sometimes. Wisely welcoming whatever is here. Knowing it too can be lived. Smiling welcome from wise intentions. And taking these last few minutes of our practice to inquire again, what are my own particular wisest, deepest intentions for practice, for life, the path I'd like to be on? Is it love? Is it peace? Freedom, letting go? Compassion. What is it for you? And taking these last few moments to take one, two, or three in particular wise, deepest intentions and put them into a loving kindness style phrase. So may I live from peace. May I live from truth. May I live, grow in reverence, whatever it may be, whatever they may be. And feeling it through the body as you do so, smiling into it, grounding into them. And then settling back again into that felt sense of sitting, feet, bottom, hands, the smile, the breath, and just noticing how it is to remember our deepest intentions and to practice.